Dan, the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Mr. Henry is back now live doing new shows after a week listening to Kenny Slag and all that jazz. Mr. Henry back in studio doing what he does, what you want him to do, what you'd like to see him do more of. And he'll do it continuously, nonstop, repeatedly, until you're so sick to death of it, you'll scream from the highest rooftops, from the hollowest mountains, from the...
Thank you very much, Robert.
Yeah. And like that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Robert Leonard, Phil Henry, Bud Dickman with us.
Hey.
How you doing? Yeah, I see you, Margaret.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Are we doing the...
No, I guess I'm taking over. And General Shaw.
Thank you.
And welcome, folks, to our program. We haven't been on with you for quite some time because, as you heard, we wanted to do a week of Slag. And we said, hey, I got a great idea. Jackie is visiting from Florida. So we decided we'd schedule our week of Slag about the time that Jackie is, well, actually the time.
Yeah, there was nothing accidental about it.
No. We did it on purpose. So we had our week of Slag. And then we had people saying, well, are you going to play the...
All right, Phil, you don't have to keep making... You know, the excuse, everyone knows that you played that extra show. It isn't that you're lazy.
I don't think anybody thinks I'm lazy. I'm doing it.
God, Miss Gray.
Well, you get self-conscious thinking if you do an extra encore show, people will think you're lazy.
No, I don't get self-conscious. Maybe I used to. Not anymore. I could give a...
Well, don't get too bitter, Phil. Starting getting angry and stuff.
I'm not angry. I'm not angry. I'm kidding.
God.
I'm kidding. No, what we thought we would do is have the week of Slag. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So what about Jingebell, and then we can move on.
Yeah, because Phil wants to tell you about Jingebell. Then we'll move on, because we've got Steve Bozell today. And
I can do it, Margaret. Thank you very much.
All right, Phil. It seemed like you were...
Yeah, it seemed like you kind of drag ass, you know.
You were dragging ass a bit.
No, I ain't dragging ass. We're back, you know.
Well... It isn't that we don't appreciate you, Phil, or love you, or think that you work hard. We just want you to pick it up a little bit so we can get to the...
Now let's get to it, Phil. Sorry.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
All right, here's what he was going to say. I got it now.
So we got... Jingebell will be probably featured the week that I go back to Florida, because once a month we... You know how it's...
You know, it's a very difficult thing that you've been doing. I think you should give yourself some credit. And people should know that this has been in the middle of a pandemic. And Phil and Jackie both have risked death.
Well, Mark...
No. I'm going to say it. This needs to be said. They've risked death.
God damn, Margaret.
That's right. In order to be with each other. They've risked possible disease, infection...
Yeah, Mr. Henry. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's very admirable. In another way, it could have infected me.
Yeah. Oh, bullshit.
Well, come on, Phil.
No.
What are you laughing about?
Just the way you said infected me. There's no way, bud. You know, I took very, very serious precautions. We double-masked. We triple-masked. I wiped down. Speaking of wipe down.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we got Jay Santos today with Wipe Down 21, because apparently the lockdown is over, and they're back at it as the Citizens Auxiliary Police are close to it. By the way, during the folderol of the preceding week, I got my COVID shot.
Yay, nice going. You belly hicking about it enough.
What did you say?
What did you say, General?
I said nice, what?
You went, I'm not dead.
No, I said nice going. He was belly hicking about it.
I know what you said. I wasn't belly aching. All I said was everybody I know has gotten a GD vaccine except for me, man. And,
Mr. Henry, God, he got around to you, didn't he?
Yeah, they did, man, but it was a slow rollout, Jack. But I will say this.
Ventura County kicked ass.
Ventura County, California kicked ass when the ass needed to be kicked. We went down there last Wednesday, went down to into Thousand Oaks, and they had it set up. There's three places in Ventura County, the fairgrounds and some other places. L.A. has got Dodger Stadium. They got 95,000.
I saw Anthony Hopkins getting... That's the part that pissed you off.
Oh, my God. Phil got all PO'd because Anthony Hopkins got his vaccine before Phil did. How do you like that?
No, I did not get PO'd. No, I didn't.
What was it? I just said, look, there's Anthony Hopkins. Yeah, the guy's 86. Holy Christ.
I know he's much older. I was just saying, dude, I'm seeing all these cats getting a shot. I don't know.
Well, anyway, let's be on the positive side of this.
Because you were just pointing out what a marvelous thing it was that we were doing.
I thought it was very romantic, and I still do, that Jackie and Phil, risking disease, death, intubation. Okay? You know what I mean by that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Intubation and strangulation through intubation.
All right, Margaret, let's not make it into an Edgar Allan Poe short story, okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can hear it.
That's quite literate of you, Phil. Not at all, no. Not at all. Edgar Allan Poe, if you don't know who he is, you're kidding, right?
No, but in any event, I thought it was quite brave and quite romantic, and I think a lot of people out there feel the same way, that Phil and Jackie continued their relationship, saw each other, and risked possibly infecting family members.
Oh, no, we didn't. I'm going to tell you guys this for the 86th time.
Well, you got to tell the audience, too.
All right, I'll tell the audience. We were very, very careful in everything that we did. And that includes, because the first person that's going to get infected is me or her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So think about that.
All right, Phil, we're just saying, nobody's complaining. I just, we're wondering what kind of precautions.
We took every precaution you could take, man. Had the sanitizer, had the masks. I stayed away from people. I didn't talk to people. When I was in airports, I stayed away from the crowds. When it was time to get in line to get on the plane, I was like one of the last guys to get on the plane. And I was one of the last guys to get off the damn plane. Not that was, the smartest. I don't know. What are you supposed to do?
I think you want to be one of the first off the plane, because if you're one of the last off the plane,
yeah, if you're living on the last, then you're sucking, you're trailing their,
yeah, like their spit.
Yeah, you're trailing the spit.
What do you think about that? Well, then I was one of the first cats off the plane, because whatever I was doing it right. Do I look like I got COVID? You want an honest answer? Look, General.
No, you don't.
Yeah, and I don't, and neither does Jackie, and neither does anybody that we know, thank you very much, that we had dinner with, shared space with. Nothing, man. And now she's got her second vaccine. My friends Don and Pam got their vaccines. I got my first dose. I'm supposed to get...
We didn't get a second dose.
The way you say second dose, I don't like that at all.
Wait a minute, wait, okay?
Yeah, let's say anything.
Son, you're trying to make it sound like, the guy's got like a dose of the drip or something.
Well.
Is that what you're doing, bud?
No.
I'm getting my second dose, if you must know, sometime around the 10th of March. So that's where that's at. That's an update on the vaccine. That's...
Can we take this off of forensic files? Because I'm looking at dead bodies and people... Jesus.
Yeah. Coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, we have Stephen Bozell, who has been successful. What, General? I talked to Bozell earlier, and he wanted to come on the program because he's been successful in sort of breaking away from that Homescapes game. This thing on...
it's an Apple iPhone game.
Right. And Bozell was hooked on it. Remember, he was on here last month talking about the golden ticket or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah, a lot of people called up and complained. About it.
And what were they complaining about?
Oh, my God.
What were they complaining about?
They said, it sounds like, when you get a golden ticket.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't think they were complaining about that at all. I think these two here, Phil, made that up so they can get their cookies and get their kicks.
What are you guys talking about?
I swear to God, at least that we did have a caller who said, what do you mean, golden ticket? Is that got something?
See, now they're laughing.
Well, Phil... You're making it up, right?
No, I swear to God.
A guy did call and said, when you say golden ticket, do I get that to get the golden shower?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, wait.
I'm not kidding, Phil.
Did somebody call?
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm saying. This is what they do. They try to be crude and vulgar, lewd, rude.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, like you give up. All right.
I do, sort of.
Right. So nobody called up thinking the golden ticket was something having to do with sex.
Well, is that that's sex? When a lady pees on you?
All right, I'm getting up and leaving.
Wait a minute. Bud?
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Hey. Knock it off, you guys.
Well, he's the guy. He said, originally he did, and then he said he was joking, and I went along with it.
Don't go along with it, for crying out loud.
Right.
So the golden ticket has nothing to do with peeing. It has to do with Steve Bozell.
Thank you, Phil, for that. It was unstated until you just ran your big mouth saying, ping!
Sorry, Margaret. Steve Bozell coming up on a world-famous Phil Henry Show to talk to us about whatever the hell it is he's up to.
Talking about this new level he hit in the Homescapes game.
And Steve joins us from, you're at CK Corona Middle School, Steve, right? Are you there with the kids?
Yeah, Phil, I'm here. They had a parent-teacher conference, and there's a few of the parents here at... As they're kind of easing some of the restrictions on whether or not people can gather.
Sounds like quite a gathering there, Steve.
Yes, ma'am. It's probably about 5 or 6 parents, couples are here talking about some of the changes C.K. Crony. You know, they're very liberal at this school, and I take some of that. You know, I'm not the happiest parent in the world, but they give the kids a quality education, but there's liberal policies.
What are some of the things? Are you still having a problem there with the headmistress, Erica Dorton?
That
Erica Dorton, I got to tell you something, Steve. You want to call the police.
Can't. For why?
You got a woman calling you up in the middle of the night and breathing into the phone?
It's difficult to prove that that's actually her, so...
Is she ever at any of these parent-teacher things?
No, Ms. Dorton. In fact, I'm talking to Kathy Rubecker. Is Erica Dorton here, Kathy? No, she's not here. She's not here. You know she breathes into a phone, right? You know she breathes... See, no one wants to talk to you about that.
Steve, I don't mean to say anything suggesting anything, but are you sure there's someone calling your home and breathing into a phone?
Yes, I am, and I know it's Dorton, so don't even...
All right, so let's talk about what it is we want to talk about. You feel confident that you've had this thing for this game, Homescapes, on your phone. It's a phone game.
Let me back up, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you. This meeting's breaking up. April, I'm going to go talk to Phil Henry on the show. April, I'm talking to Phil Henry. April.
What do you want?
I'm talking to Phil Henry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's your wife, huh?
For the 900th time.
Okay, all right. So, thank you very much, General. So,
I'm playing this Homescapes. It's a game. I've talked to people about it, and I wrote a letter to the local... I don't know. We've got a newspaper in town. I forget the name of the Corona Blab or the...
You don't even know the name of the newspaper you wrote a letter to?
I wrote a letter to the local newspaper, yeah, but there it's an online paper called the Corona Blab. It's the Corona Blab.
The Corona Blab?
Yes, ma'am. That's as far as I know.
All right, so what was the letter about?
The letter was basically talking about this Homescapes game on the Apple Store and the app. You could get it on the phone and play it. And you can play it and play it and play it. Here's the thing about it. It's a home improvement game, so you're helping this butler named Austin improve his house. And you have to hit these different levels in order for you to, to add things. And
like what things are you adding?
Well, you're adding things like, you know, you're making the garden nicer, you're growing a rose bush, you're putting in a new kitchen table, you're installing a... You know, installing a new sink or something like that. But, you have to hit new levels. And some of the levels are really hard. And so you got to wait a certain amount of time to be able to play another level. Or you can purchase, time.
So you can buy time through the Apple Store, extra time to play these levels.
Yes, sir. That's when I saw the golden ticket. And I tried to tell you about this.
Now, this golden ticket was something that really had an emotional effect on you.
I was trying to tell you, gentlemen. No, hold on, General. I was trying to tell you, and YouTube is great, about the golden ticket. Because I worked hard and worked hard. I've done these levels. And the next thing you've run out of time. And you want to keep trying the level, but you've run out of time. And then all of a sudden, you see the golden ticket. And for all the time you put in, and all of the sweat, and, you know, I mean, I know it's just a phone game, a little iPhone game that you, but you look at it and you go, man, there's the golden ticket. Finally, you know, I'll be able to achieve what I've dreamed.
What you've dreamed of, which is an Apple, you got to be kidding me.
General, you got to play this game.
All right, hold on, General, just reserve.
Let's reserve the commentary. Go ahead, Steve.
I mean, but you sit there going, yeah, the golden ticket. You know, is that what you're saying?
Hey, Mr. Henry.
Bud, all you guys, just back off.
So, yeah, it may be funny to you, but when you work and slave and sweat.
What are you working and slaving at, Bozell?
Hey, General, come on.
Working and slaving at beating the different levels of Homescapes. And then there's this, there it is. Like, almost like you've been going through the desert, and there's the golden ticket. So, I bought the golden ticket, and I was so disappointed in myself because I bought the golden ticket, and I thought I had a golden ticket.
And it wasn't a golden ticket. You had to keep on buying levels.
You had to keep on buying turns.
That's right. I mean, turns.
Right. And so I said, okay, you know. And then came this ticket yesterday. It said for $2.99. This is the apprentice. I forget what they called it, but for $2.99, you could get 5,000 coins, which, because it's 900 coins, to get another turn.
What they call this? You know, golden ticket part two or something?
Well, they called it. It was called like the ticket to end all tickets.
Well, naturally, they're going to give it a big sell name.
Yeah, that's what they did. And they go, this is it. This is it. You know, buy this ticket. It was called something like all you'll ever need, something like that.
Okay.
And I looked at it, and I remembered what happened to me during the golden ticket. And I looked at it, and I remember what happened to me during the golden ticket. And I've told myself, and you can laugh if you want, Mr. Henry, and all you people there, but I was very proud of it. And I told April, as a matter of April, remember when I didn't buy the ticket to end all tickets, what it was called? What? Remember when I didn't buy it?
Hey, Steve, just talk to us, okay?
You going to the car?
Yeah.
And I looked at it, and I go, that's the ultimate ticket, $2.99. That was like $4 cheaper than the golden ticket. And I go, I won't do it, I won't do it, I won't do it. And I kept telling myself over and over. And this was a big thing for me, Mr. Henry, to just tell myself, no, 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 no.
I mean, Bozo, what kind of changes do you go through playing this game?
For me, it was important.
All right, so you didn't buy the ticket.
I did not buy the ticket. I wanted to, just like I did buy the golden ticket, but I said, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't.
You know, this doesn't sound healthy at all.
Well, it may not.
Yeah, it sounds like even though you didn't buy the golden ticket.
It's not the golden ticket.
It's the ticket to end all tickets, right?
Yeah, it was the ultimate ticket.
The ultimate ticket.
Yeah.
Which was better than the golden ticket.
You know what, you guys.
No, I just want to know. Well, you're the one that's giving them the names here, Bozell.
Yeah, it was like the ultimate ticket. But what I'm trying to say to you is that I didn't buy it.
Yeah, we know. You bought the golden ticket. You didn't buy this one.
I didn't. I bought the golden ticket. But this one I told myself, and I was very proud of myself, too. I said, no, I won't. No, I won't. No, I won't. No, 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 no.
Why are you sounding so distressed, man?
Freddy, you just went, why? Did you hear that, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I did hear it. Why are you sounding so distressed?
Okay.
Well, Bozell, answer the question. Why do you sound so distressed?
Because it was... I don't think you people understand what these iPhone games... When you go to the App Store and you buy, like, a robot game, or you buy a Wordscape, or the Word Jumble, or you buy Homescapes, or you buy Gardenscapes, these games, they suck you in and suck it in.
They suck it in, huh?
You know what I'm saying.
All right, but if it takes all this willpower... You've got the willpower. You're just saying that.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, why didn't you have the willpower with the golden ticket?
Yeah, you didn't have the gold. You know, you didn't have the willpower of the golden ticket.
Yeah, I know that, man. I'm trying to tell you. I did not have it, and I was disappointed in myself. So that when the ticket to end all tickets...
Now, this new ticket is called the Ultimate Ticket.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When the Ultimate Ticket come along, and it was $2.99, and I said, even though it's $4 cheaper... God, I gotta sit down.
But Steve, we don't want you to have a heart attack.
You all right, son?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just gotta... honey, go... Here's the keys. Go start the car. Go listen to Michael Savage or whatever. Okay. So, my wife's going to sit in the car. So, after I bought the golden ticket, I was so disappointed in myself. Now comes the ultimate ticket, and it's only $2.99. And I'm going, no, no, I won't. I will not do what I did. I will not buy it. No, man.
It sounds to me like it's very emotional.
It was. Isn't that right, honey?
Yeah. I'm going to the car.
What?
I'm going to the car.
So when I didn't buy the ultimate ticket, and I just told myself, and I was very proud. I just said, no, no, no.
What is with you? Are you screaming there in front of all those people?
No, I'm just...
It doesn't sound like you're quite over it, Bozell. It sounds like it still haunts you to this day.
In many ways, it does, yes. because
Steve, don't you think that your reaction to this game, as addicting as these games are, and believe me, I play them. I play that word jumble game. I've played that robot game you're talking about. I don't know what the hell it is. I play those little soccer games.
Oh, Phil used to play a soccer game where you could kick the ball into outer space. That's how.
Yeah, you should have seen this. Well, I mean, that's what the game let you do, so.
If they let you do what?
It was a soccer kicking. You could kick the soccer ball so hard it went into orbit.
God damn, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, when you're talking about Mr. Henry there, you are going, no, 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 no.
What?
What Bud's trying to say is you sound way more obsessed over this game than I ever was over kicking a soccer ball into outer space.
I don't understand this.
Steve, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, but I mean, seriously, if you were to look at it objectively, me wanting the ultimate ticket so that I can get to another level and put it in a sink ain't near as bad as a guy wanting to kick a soccer ball in outer space. You know?
Dude, look, man. Whether or not I want to kick a soccer ball into outer space, I'm not spending dollars doing it. You are.
Hey, that's the whole point.
Yeah, well.
And what did your wife think about that?
April was not happy when she got a look at the bill. I mean, I'd spent $5 on the golden ticket. I mean, this money that went to Apple at the Apple store, that's probably about what it come to. Oh, she's in the truck. I think it came to probably $60-$70 last month.
Man, that's insane, dude.
What are you talking about?
That's how much money I spent on these.
Man, you know what you got to do is give your wife that credit card, you know, and let her control that.
Well, it's already entered in.
Well, somehow go into the Apple store, man, and unenter it or something, okay? But the fact that it is such an, you know, that you're so addicted to this game that it takes willpower like I've never heard before, man. You sound really strained, you know?
Steve, you do. When you talk about it, you're going, no, 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 as if you're in pain, as if you're trying to stay away from a heroin fix.
No, that's ridiculous, you know?
No, that's what you sound like, man.
Oh, no. I think you're overreacting. What I'm saying...
No, I swear to God, you're going, no, no, no.
All I'm trying to say to you is, I did not do what I did with the golden ticket. With the golden ticket, yes, I did buy it. With the ultimate ticket, I said, no, no, I won't. Okay?
Yeah, but Steve...
Wait, Mr. Henry. I said, no, I will not. There it is. It's only $2.99. It will take me to higher levels. I'll be able to play more and more and more and more. Okay?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, just wait a minute.
Yeah, but listen to you, Bozell. You're all...
Wait a minute, will you?
Jesus.
Yeah, but hold on. And I said I could buy it, but I won't buy it. And I won't. And you watch. I won't buy it. And you know what?
You didn't buy it.
That's right. That's right. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. Thanks a lot for nothing, Mr. Henry.
You can't hang up, man.
God.
You listen to that? Steve, you do not sound as if you're in a normal mood.
Hang up on him.
Wow. That guy, you know, Bozell is a guy that's got a lot of nervous proclivities. He's a guy that takes a lot of things to heart. He's a guy that's always threatening to sue people, but I've never known him really to go off the deep end until right now.
That's true. That sounds like he flipped his lid. All right, Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Wipe down 21.
How come we don't have no commercials or anything?
We do have a commercial. We're going to do one right now for Sheath Underwear, but I want to let everybody know that Jay Santos is next.
Oh, okay. Just wonder if we had a commercial.
We got a commercial for Sheath Underwear. Sheath Underwear, our sponsor, one that I personally use, a product I personally use, a product that I can't say enough good things about, because Sheath Underwear is the first underwear that I have ever found that helps keep things cool and dry downstairs. The CEO, Robert Patton, was in Iraq in the triple-digit discomforting, chafing heat of Iraq, wondering how he found his way into that living hell and wearing the kind of underwear he was wearing. So guess what? He started Sheath's new dual pouch system, a concept whereby you have a specific place for all the things you got, man. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And it keeps everything separate.
dry, and very comfortable.
Exactly. Are you trying it now, General?
I have.
That was me doing a Bud impression.
Here's me doing my General impression.
Yes, I have.
Great. So Bud and General Shaw.
What about you, Robert? I'll reserve judgment until I know that these guys aren't just trying to lure me in with all these brilliant stories of happiness and joy and, you know, yeah.
Anyway, sheath underwear. Now, when you look at it, you see that it has a separate pouch for one part of you and it has a sleeve for another part of you, keeping everything as comfortable as it possibly can be kept. Comfort, performance, mobility, brother. The dual pouch cradling those family jewels like you know they should be.
Hey.
When I first, you know, I'll tell you something. I didn't even know these cats existed, and I was having problems with this, because on a hot damn day, I don't care, man, whether you're wearing briefs, whether you're wearing hangers, whether you don't wear any underwear at all, you know, everything starts sticking together down there, and it is really uncomfortable. Not only that, you got to get yourself cans of rash spray, and, you know, it's just funky. Who needs it? Now comes sheath underwear, designed so that everything fits exactly where it should be, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, all right.
Sheath underwear, bro. And by the way, sheath underwear is all about supporting shows as well as supporting yours, right? See, I rhymed that? Not really. They support free speech is what I'm trying to say. Shows like ours.
Yeah, some of the really bold speech here on the Phil Henry Show, like whether or not Steve Bozell is buying another level of homescapes. Jeez.
So, make sure to give Sheath Underwear a try. Go to sheathunderwear.com now and use the promo code PHIL to receive 20% off today. Go to sheathunderwear.com now and use the promo code PHIL to receive 20% off today. And go to the BSP page on Facebook, the BSP's and More page on Facebook. If you're a Backstage Pass subscriber, you might want to join that page and you'll see Jeff Baker bought his very own pair of Sheath Underwear. And it has it there on display for all to see. Comes in a variety of different colors. I think Jeff has the...
Jeff bought the red and black.
Jeff has the red and black. I got the straight black. All kinds of different colors for you there with Sheath Underwear. So head on over to sheathunderwear.com today. Use the promo code PHIL for 20% off.
Here's the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Reminding you, on Friday night, it's a Friday Night Chat. That's right. If you're a subscriber, you can join Phil Henry and be on the video, and you can watch him on video, and he'll be chatting to you, too. And Mr. Henry does a lot of comedy impressions and then reads the comments of people that are on the chat session and stuff.
Isn't that just great? Hey.
Friday Night Chat at 7 p.m. Pacific at philhenryshow.com.
And now back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Hi, Margaret. Thank you very much. And welcome back, folks. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us from the South Bay. Jay, how are you?
Hey, Phil. I'm doing great.
Jay, Wipe Down 21. I was reading about that online. We posted it on our fan page at Phil Henry Fans at Facebook. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, Phil, thanks for having me on, number one, so I could explain Wipe Down 21, because there were some people, especially listeners to your show, who think the whole thing's a big joke, and Wipe Down 21 is anything but a joke. We had to go into full lockdown, as you know, Phil. We are a Citizens Auxiliary Police Agency. We are not volunteer police. We're not wannabe cops. I know a lot of people have called us that. We are a legitimate, real police agency with the constitutional powers of citizens arrest. But this disease that hit, the pandemic and the COVID and the COVID-19 too, I think you have to admit, and I think everybody would have to admit, that was kind of hairy. It's kind of a bridge too far, you know.
But what does that mean, Steve? I'd just like to know. What does that mean, Jay? I'd just like to know.
What it means is, you know,
because police officers were out there working, why weren't you guys?
Well, hold on for a minute. Yeah, we were working. Police officers are out there working because they have more. A lot of those cops just want to look like they're big shots. You know.
Yeah, but are you telling me the cops are...
Can I finish what I was saying, Mr. Henry?
Well, wait a minute. You're saying the cops want to look like big shots, so they go out there and risk death and disease?
I don't know what their motivation is. We decided, we made a judgment call. I flipped the coin, and I said, you know what? I'm going to, you know, we're going to kind of push the eject button on this whole being a cop for a while, because what if I get COVID and then I...
Yeah, you know what, Bozell? Sounds like more phony heroics.
You know, Phil, I can hang...
General, hold on. Jay, I want to hear your story here, but, you know, you're giving me this Wipe Down 21.
Well, Wipe Down 21. Major Elvis Newton knew that he did not want to put his officers in any undue harm or risk. So Wipe Down 21 was something that Major Elvis Newton come up with.
Major Elvis Newton, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is the leader of...
Yeah, that's right. Major Elvis Newton is the leader of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm a Brigadier Admiral, and the Newton, who is Major Elvis Newton's son, Cal Newton, I don't know what his real first name is. They change it all the time.
This is the... Major Elvis Newton's son is Cal? I thought it was...
You said it was Lou.
Yeah, it was Lou Newton. When I go, hey... I say, hey, there goes Lou Newton... Who's going to be the Newton? And go, my name isn't Lou, my name's Cal. And I'm like, what? You know. Are we going to...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead with what?
Well, tell me about Wipe Down...
Oh, yeah. Wipe Down 21. So what Major Elvis Newton said is he had a vision one night...
Does Major Elvis Newton...
Can I finish, Mr. Henry?
Wait a minute. We just... Major Elvis Newton has these visions. He has visions.
Yes. He lays in bed at night, and he stares at the ceiling fan, and he hears his wife's breathing beside him, and he lights up a Pall Mall, and he sees what must be done for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. You guys don't get it, man, and you never will, about the genius, I think, of this man.
By the way, we have Citizens Auxiliary Police bandanas, and...
Oh, my God.
But wait a minute. I just wanted them to know. Gator Brigade, the Florida Gator Brigade.
Yeah, and the Oregon Beaver Brigade. And I think there's also the Eskimo... Oh, yeah, the Igloo Community Eskimo Patrol. Hold on for a minute. You going to get that, Billy?
What?
I get that. That's it. Hold on, Phil. 55 of the 40 pain. 51 of the 40 pain.
Oh, what a load of horseshit.
You know something, General?
Wait a minute. All right. Get back to...
But, General, don't put down the hard work of these officers every day.
Oh, put down the hard work. You're on there going 5740. You don't even know what you're saying.
Yes, I do. Yes, I most certainly do.
That has actual code.
Yes, it does.
Wait a minute, man. We're getting off the beaten track here. We're talking about something else. Yeah, we're talking about Wipe Down 21.
Wipe Down 21 was Major Elvis Newton gave us direct instruction that we need to take sanitizer and wipe each other down. That way...
Wipe each other down. Now I've heard it all.
All right, you know, what's the point, man?
Hey, General, let him finish, okay?
Sorry.
And it's not what you think. And as I said on Facebook, and I'll say it to you directly, General, if you think it's some kind of perversion that we take that the officers... Jesus.
Officers. Yeah, it's called officer.
I got it. That the officers of the Citizens Auxiliary Police take time to wipe each other down before we go out on, before we go out, when we do a wipe down, or we do a co-wipe, before we go out and sweep, when we do the sweep, you know. So,
well, what is the sweep?
That's our patrol.
That's what they call the patrol. All right, so you do a wipe down.
We do a full wipe down.
So I take it you guys are wiping each other down while you're not wearing clothes.
What do you think, okay?
Why the necessity for you to do that?
Because it's thorough, and because it's totally thorough, and we'll get places that the other guy won't.
Oh, I get it. So, oh, my God.
Hey, you know something? This is what I meant, Mr. Henry. When we're doing something that is to protect the lives and the safety and the well-being of the Citizens Auxiliary Police officers...
It's officer, not ossifer. Please, Jay, I'm trying very hard to be on your side.
Yeah, you gotta say ossifer.
You can't even say it. Oh.
All right, it's officer.
Okay, it's officer.
That's right. You got to say it right. If you got to be it, you got to be able to say it. You got to be able to pronounce it. So before you go out on a sweep, you guys wipe each other down.
You know, I knew that this was really stupid. And I told Major Elvis Newton, I said, you need to make me go and do the Phil Henry show where they're going to sit there like chimps on a morning TV show and go, as I'm trying to explain, keeping people safe and secure.
All right, Wipe Down 21. You guys are back out on the street.
So after you guys wipe each other down, and I guess you leave no crevice.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, General.
Sorry, but that's what this guy's talking about.
We try and be as thorough as we can. Now, if you want to do the wipe down at home and your wife helps you wipe it.
Yeah, my wife helps me. My wife helps me wipe it.
All right, General.
You know, Mr. Henry, you know, there's a lot of men that are putting their lives all on the line out there.
Jay, when you learn to say the letter L, please get back to us.
Hey, General, no kidding.
No kidding what?
Gotta be quiet, let the man finish.
What a bunch of pussies. Hey, man.
Can I go?
Go ahead.
When we put our lives on the line for the, you know, the members of the community, Wipe Down 21 is here to stay. Okay?
Good for you. Hey.
Wipe Down 21 is here to stay, and we have found it to be the best possible way to ensure the health and safety of the Citizens Auxiliary Police subcommanders and upper echelon, upper range officers. I'm sorry, but...
Officer, eh? Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Phil, all I'm doing every day is trying to keep you safe.
You're not keeping Phil safe. The only thing that can keep Phil safe... Actually, nothing can keep Phil safe.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, General, thanks for the jokes. And thank you very much, Jay, and I do appreciate you coming on and telling us about it, because we saw this.
We posted it on your Facebook page. And as I said, General, if you don't like it, go blow a horn in the Devil's Dance Band.
Whatever.
All right. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary. Thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you, Phil.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampra Incorporated. Thanks very much, everybody. Thanks a lot, General.
Why are you getting all antsy for? General, you gotta let people finish. Oh, I let him finish. That guy comes on, every time he's on, he's got some new fairy tale.
Everybody's got a fairy tale, including you.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Never mind.
The world famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampra Incorporated. All rights reserved on podcast one. Yeah. Don't forget, on Friday night, it is our Friday night chat, and sometime this month, well, not this month, next month, March, we'll have a Gene Jabel week. The great Gene Jabel, who's had his ass kicked by some of the great stars in country music.